Hello, hello everyone. Hello everyone, welcome back to Call Me Negotiator broadcasting show and Happy New Year and welcome to our first episode of 2026. Today's guest is a 17-year-old immigrant who came to Canada at a very young age. We will be having a real open conversation about life experience and perspectives shaped over time. Just a quick reminder on CJSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby Mountain or live at cjsf.ca. Our Chinese live stream is on WeChat video channel 野蛮生长夏洛特. This show airs every Thursday 4 to 5 p.m. Vancouver time PST and 7 to 8 p.m. at New York time and 8 to 9 a.m. Friday on Beijing time. If you'd like to suggest topics or join us as a guest, please email callmenegotiator@gmail.com and let's get started. Hello, Dixon.
Hello, Charlotte. Nice to see you again.
Yes, nice to see you. Well, like, I'm super excited to share about your stories today, right?
Yes. Would you like me to get started? Are you going to ask me in questions should I just read out what I wrote?
Oh, yeah. To give you guys a little bit background, me and Dixon knew each other through our common friend, Troy. And so we only had a short conversation about his story because he really wanted to save the real conversation through life for the first time to you guys. So we're trying to make everything authentic, right? So yes, this is the first time to know more details about your story. You can read it through, but let's be casual and we can just have conversation about it.
Okay. I came to Canada in 1957 at the age of 18 months old. I wasn't supposed to be coming to Canada, but it just so happens that my uncle and his first wife, my aunt, she was pregnant, and they had a tragic, and the baby died, and my aunt passed away, and so somehow I was still a baby at that time. I was 18 months old, so they wanted to use that opportunity for not opportunity but just a tragic to make a situation to make it good on us, a tragic situation. And so I took on a different identity. I'm what you call a paper son. And
could you explain to us what paper son means?
Paper son is when someone takes a different identity, obviously I came to Canada as my uncle's son, so they because I was too young, so there's no way that they can immigration can question me, so at that time I came to Canada. My birth name was Park Sing Chang,
right?
And they changed my name to Duck Sing Chang, so that's how you get Dixon, Duck Sing Chang. And so I came to Canada as my uncle's son. My grandmother brought me over to Canada at the age of 18 months old. I left my birth parents and my birth family had 18 months, and I came to Canada, and my aunt and uncle, and my aunt, my uncle, and my aunt, the second aunt, my uncle remarried in Canada, and so they raised me from that time, from 18 months till till I was 16, and I didn't see my parents until I was 16 years old, when I went back to Hong Kong for a visit. But every year, at that time, there was no like going back to visit. Money was scarce, and everything. So.
Right. So that, I guess that was the main reason why you came to Canada, and yeah. That was like a special background because you came with a very young age without your parents being around.
Yeah.
And also live with other people. They change your name, and I wonder how that feels.
Well, I didn't really feel anything because nobody explained it to me. They just told me that My parents were in Hong Kong, and I just accepted that as a kid. They just and every time they would use that as a every time I was like misbehaving, they say your father is mean. He's in Hong Kong. Wait till he gets a hold of you, whatever, right? Mm. And so that I went through that but you know, looking back on it, it was kind of funny, right?
Yeah, I guess it could be also pretty challenging time where, people could, I guess they also wanted to, I mean, I'm not so sure, but like maybe they wanted to educate you very well. However, using all those reasons to say, hey, this might be like misbehavior and something that. Yeah, it you probably feel pretty vulnerable at that time and powerless.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really. No one explained it to me until you grow up and then you put two and two together, right?
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what happened later? How did you choose to keep staying in Canada? And that was so many years ago. It's totally different immigrant experience than the new immigrants here.
Yeah. Well, in 1964. Well, I don't even know about it. Obviously in 1964 they had an amnesty program,
mm-hmm.
and all the illegal immigrants that came to Canada, you can apply for amnesty, and so that's what in 1964 I wasn't that old, but they all of a sudden when I went to school, my birthday was my birthday was January 25th. Mm-hmm. But when they changed my identity back to my legal identity,
mm-hmm.
then they said, "Oh, your birthday is February 12th now," and I said, "What the hell is going on? How can you change your birthday? You know, stuff like that, right?"
Right. Right. I guess that, obviously I don't have that experience.
Yeah.
But that's definitely a very special experience. However, I know that our audiences are Canadians, local Canadians, and also English speakers, and also Chinese people all over the world.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure part of them could relate it to you, because it's not like everybody has their parents being around. A lot of people, they're like in China, especially when we were being developing, and a lot of people, they just have to go out and work, or for a lot of reasons they couldn't be around with their family and children. So yeah, could you share more about it?
It's sort of like it sounds not good, but in a way I'm happy that it happened that way, because I got so much support, you know, like my aunt and uncle, they had four kids of their own, and they treated me like one of their own, and there's pros and cons and whatever how you say it, but all in all, it worked out good for me. I lost the connection with my birth family, right? But I've gained what I've lost, I've more than gained with my cousins and my aunt and uncle.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Let's listen to some Shanghai jazz. for this, and then yeah, we will get back to you very soon.
那年星光也偷偷看我，你说未来像杯温红酒，可是梦醒后剩下的是谁的温柔。
Welcome back to Call Me Negotiator, and today we have our guest, Dixon. And Dixon has been sharing his experiences, his story, how he came to Canada as 18 years old.
18 months.
18 months. 18 months, year old, like 18 months old kid without his parents being around, and he grew up, he's been raised and also like been living in Canada for almost 17 years. So yeah, like I would definitely wanted to know your experience about like how do you see the change of the city, like the new immigrants, your next generation, right? Like could you tell us about what has been changed and what Vancouver in your eyes or even Canada?
Okay, let's talk about Chinatown.
Okay, great. We want to talk about that.
In Chinatown, when I first came, it was like really a lot of space. Like no, you can find parking everywhere.
Mm.
You can find parking everywhere, which is like, okay, it's fine, a lot of parking everywhere. But then the late 70s came.
Right.
And there was an influx of immigration. Mm-hmm. And Chinatown became so crowded, and
right.
you had to drive around to get parking,
right.
and there was like wall-to-wall people,
right.
lots of shops, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah, right. Like, because now I'm still very new here, and I realized that people been telling me that, hey, don't go to Chinatown, especially in the night at nighttime. And one time I passed by in my friend's car, and it was also like, it does look pretty dangerous, I would say.
Yeah.
So why it changed to this way? Like, yeah, like, could you, do you know?
Because it changed that way because all the businesses moved out to the suburbs.
Right.
Like, obviously Richmond, yeah, in the suburbs, and then there's TNT everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the business died.
Right.
Right. And then all the homeless people from the downtown east side.
Yeah.
You know, surround Chinatown. It's not too bad in Chinatown, but around Hastings Street and whatever, and nobody wants to go down there to buy any.
Yeah. How do you feel about this change? Like, used to be so many business and it was prosperous, and then now it like, people talk about it, and I feel it definitely is not clean. It definitely feel like not the best choices for us to go shopping or open a business there. How do you feel about all this then?
Well, unless they clean up the downtown east side, I mean, it seems like, you know, when I was younger, I thought the city would be, you know, like, Chinatown would get more modern, whatever, right? But now it's like going like a dystopian a kind of, like I like going down to Chinatown, you
right.
know, like, but it's like, I don't know, like, I have memories of playing in Chinatown because my grandfather had a shop in Chinatown, and that's where we're hanging out.
You know. Okay. Yeah, right. Like, I know that you only speak English because early on you probably have to try really hard.
Okay. I speak English, but then I also know a little bit of the village dialect.
Okay.
But it's not much because my grandmother taught me that, right? And I always call it like, do you speak Chinese? And I just joke around and I say, yeah, I speak like the Beverly Hillbillies because my ancestries is from the village, you know, like, yeah.
I see. Wow, that's really interesting. So how do you think the differences between your generation and the newer generation? Because talking to Troy, our common friend, she shared a lot of stories and her perspective about how the older immigrant, early age, moved to Canada. They were absolutely minority, and the time was a lot more challenging. Do you feel the same way, or you have different opinion?
It was challenging, but back then, like, you know, like, you grew up with that, like, a little bit of challenging. I don't know what to say about that. Like, at that time, it was like, you get called racial names sometimes, you know. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I think the older generation taught my generation that it was already like how when you grow up and you look up to your parents and they're teaching the wrong things, but now that I find that I'm older, the people that were that way, they've changed.
They've changed in what?
In being not as racist, and you know,
right?
So like, but they're. Because when you're a kid, you don't know any better. And as you grow, I'm not saying that on everybody. There is diverse neighborhoods, okay?
Yes, for sure.
But
yeah.
I'm just going to Yeah. Obviously, in life, there's always two different kinds of people, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, when you were in, let's say, teenage life, like in your middle school and high school, how did you, because you talk about your childhood that was very different than a lot of families, especially our, to a lot of our Chinese audiences, even now, they've been living in China, and or even move to overseas somewhere else, and then they normally come with their family if they were young. So yeah, like your childhood probably built you different kinds of personalities, and I think before you mentioned about it, that makes you kind of adapt to groups or new people more easily. Could you elaborate about that and share with our audiences, please?
I usually hang out with people that were good to me, were nice to me.
Right.
So, for me, if someone like is mean to me or whatever, I just ignore them. Mm. And there's incidents of racial things, right? But all in all, I had good friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So your suggestion to a lot of young people nowadays that we do suffer from like inner friction where we think too much about how other people think about us, why this person said this or why that person did this, or I feel ignored. I don't know how to adapt to the group, or I don't know how to perform. So a lot of people worry about this and become like a mental health thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? You got to look at the. We're not the story. You know, like we're part of the story. Mm. And sometimes in life, no matter what, racial or even husband and wives, whatever, right? Mm. You're always gonna, or friends, you're always gonna have some sort of friction.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay, let's take a break for like 2 minutes and enjoy our jazz, and we will get back to you.
轻轻念，唱遍旧了旋律任缠绵，仿佛你还。